You can watch The Ghost of Mrs. Muir. What's it called?
The Ghost of Mr. Chicken. The Ghost of Mrs. Muir was a completely different movie.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. Yes. That was
Mirror Zombie Girl TJ from the Brain Dead podcast.
Brain Dead podcast. Check it out, even though they don't do a podcast every week.
Well, they're up there with Game Night Guys and us. So.
And apparently Big Fatty, who never does a show.
He doesn't do a show anymore?
I'm surprised. He's on vacation, and he did not stock up any shows for his listeners.
No. How did the whole voicemail thing go that Daniel was trying to...
Oh, I think it went well.
Did it?
Yeah. Okay.
It was kind of funny. It was funny, actually.
He was like, oh my God, my new Google thing is broken.
Yeah.
Oh, did he? Yeah. But, I mean, come on. He's not on the Facebook, is he?
No.
Oh. No.
No, he's on Twitter.
No. Okay.
So you can talk about him any way you want. He will never, ever know.
Okay. I was just saying since I've been listening to him religiously.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I just wanted to see what
except
you're
going to say. Except
for this week. Except for this week. I was taking some time off from there.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
It was kind of funny. It was funny, actually.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2140 of the BFO for Monday, the 11th of April, 2016. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend. Big Fatty, you didn't do very much. That won't take very long. Hello, Glovies. Big Fatty Old School, it's true. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. I don't have a whole lot to say today. Big Fatty, that doesn't bode well for this week, since Monday's the day you usually fill up the little show without a problem. It's true. But, y'all, so I guess we will, just go ahead and get started, telling you about the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. I will say that after I recorded the do you watch that American's Idol? Big Fatty, not anymore. We don't. It's true, because y'all, it was the very last episode of the American's Idol, and y'all, I hadn't watched it in years, but y'all, I did watch it on Thursday night, and they crowned a new winner, and they had all the old judges make appearances either via videotape or there on the stage. Y'all, I did not remember. I did not remember that Ellen DeGeneres had been a judge on the American Idol. I did not remember that. No, Big Fatty, you don't remember shit. It's true. It was kind of a big deal, y'all. I think they had done 15 seasons of it, I think they do. Well, I don't know if they do one a year I think American Idol, they only did one a year. They didn't do like the dancing and the Survivor and the big run, do two, I say, two a year. But when that was all over, Thursday afternoon, I'd had my... what is that? Oh, that's country ham. Yes, Big Betty, not spelled C-U-N-T. No, it is not. I had my inspection, the termite inspection here at the Vela, and while I was here waiting for the guy to arrive, one of my old gentleman callers, the one that I had met during the lockup there at the he works out here near the Vela, and uh, he uh, messaged me, Herbert, Freddie, are you at home? I said, yes, would you like to come by? And he goes, what are you doing home? I said, well, I'm waiting on the termite inspection. He goes, oh, well, I can't come now, but I'm going to Columbia for the afternoon. And on my way back, if you're still interested, maybe I can stop by then. And that's what happened. Yes, Big Freddy.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud.
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, okay. Y'all, and like I said, that's what happened. Okay. All right. Y'all, he came by, and y'all, it was just lovely. And y'all, it made for a good night's sleep on Thursday night. Yes, me Patty. Okay, thank you, Squeaky Gentleman Caller. Yes, me Patty. On a Friday, y'all, it was kind of a quiet day in the coal mine. Had a meeting and was able to finally make some progress on a project I was working on. Still not to the point of being anywhere near finished. But well, I mean, it's near finished, but it's not near enough finished. And the new orange hat, he decided that he was going to slide out a little early. Yes, Big Freddy. And so he did. It was just kind of a meh kind of day. Y'all came home Friday afternoon, and y'all went for a nipple walk around Fat Acres. Y'all, I'm happy to report, they've announced who the builders are, and they've announced which lots each builder has for phase three of Fat Acres, but they have not given the final approval to the house plans that were submitted. It's like the Board of Architectural Review or something like that. I don't know, but that's for the single family homes. But y'all, they have started work on the condominiums. The townhouses or what, I don't know what they are, if they're condominiums or Big Freddy, what's the deal? I don't know what the difference is in anyway. Maybe that Jimmy Bayer can tell you. Yes, Big Freddy, he knows his real estate. All the lots and all are graded and marked and everything. But now, y'all, they've started doing some land preparation work for the condominiums. And y'all, it's kind of exciting to see the steam shovels and all. Big Freddy, the steam shovels starting to show up again. And we'll just see how it all progresses. Y'all, it makes the nipple walk much more interesting when there's something to see. Yes, Big Freddy. That was on Saturday I did that nipple walk. I did not. Y'all, I did not go on a nipple walk for right evening, because y'all, my stomach has been a little upset, and I've been experiencing an oily loose stool. Do not need to hear that. I was afraid that if I got out and started moving things around, y'all, there might be a sharding incident, and I didn't want to risk that. But I did make that nipple walk on Saturday, y'all. I just watched some things on the TV machine. I don't think there was anything special that went on for y'all. I uh, tried to do the FaceTime with Granny, and y'all, he was going to some sort of Japanese steak restaurant, you know, where the cook on the table in front of you. And y'all, he was all upset because the one that he usually goes to, they give you your vegetables first and then your steak and your shrimp. And y'all, this place gave you the steak and shrimp first and the vegetables came later. And it just threw him for a loop. Yes, McBetty. The big news, I guess, is that I got my state of South Kakalaki tax refund in deposited into my account. The federal had come in on Wednesday. So y'all, I'm delighted. I am just delighted to have all that taken care of for this year. Now, I haven't paid my tax person for his services yet, but you know that y'all he did a good job this year. Yes, Big Betty. That was pretty much Friday. Y'all woke up Saturday morning and pedaled around the villa here and went for my nipple walk, and y'all there was a coupon on the front. You know how they have those little stickers that they put on the front of the newspapers? Y'all, there was one for, we got a new place called Boot World or something like that. I don't remember exactly what the name of it is, but the Boot Palace, I don't know what it is, but anyway, y'all, I've been needing to get me a new pair of black boots, and y'all, even the Turnip Head commented that Big Fatty's boots were looking kind of shabby when we were up there in the northern Mexico, and y'all, I really needed a new pair for a while, so I thought I'd go out there and check it out. Y'all, I walked in the place, they had a some sort of country band. Big Fatty, was it CU? No, it was not CUNT, but they were playing so loud, y'all, I couldn't even hear myself think, and Anyway, before I went out there, y'all, I said, well, let's just see, because I went on the WWW to see if they had the kind that I was looking for, and they did, but I said, well, let's just see what other places do, and so, you know, I goggled the y'all, the Sears and Roebuck had the same thing for $25 less, and y'all, the coupon was for $20 less, so and they had a price matching guarantee and all this kind of stuff. Y'all, I went out there and they didn't have what I was looking for in stock. They could order it for me, and I said, well, you know, the price matching, you know, oh yes, we'll honor that. I said, well, now, can I use the $20 coupon? No, you cannot. No. So y'all, I said, well, you know, I think I'm going to walk over to ride over to the Sears and Roebuck and see if they have my size and the style that I want over there. And if not, then I'll come back and I'll order from you. Y'all, went over to the Sears and they didn't have it. So y'all, I came home and I ordered it online. And y'all, this is just a little tip, a little shopping tip. For those of you who like to do that online shopping, y'all, always before you go do the checkout, they'll say, do you have any coupons? And y'all, just go and goggle. Like I goggled the Sears and Roebuck coupon, and y'all, I found a code that got me an extra $5 off, and y'all, I had free shipping, and so I'm getting me a new pair of boots. Yes, Big Fatty, spend that tax return. Of course, I was on that stick it with a poke on Saturday night. Jim was not there. He is down there in the Fort Lauderdale on a vacation, then heading up to the horror hotel this weekend. Y'all, it was me and Gavin And let's see, who else was there? The old Stink Pot was there. The Haunt Cub was there. The Seda 69. And y'all, DJ Star Sage showed up over there also. And y'all, we just had an interesting conversation. Talked about things that we normally don't talk about. And I probably expressed some opinions I probably shouldn't have. But anyway, it was nonetheless, it was fine. And then on... what did I do then? Betty, we don't know. Y'all then went out to the Connections, went out and met Durwood and Granny and Big Dick out at the Connections, and y'all, we had a nice evening out there. And y'all, the grin doctor, I hadn't been able to find a dentist all weekend, hardly. The grin doctor's been having maladies over the weekend, and y'all, then on Sunday, y'all, I woke up, my newspaper wasn't here, so I had to call the mechanical and get them to bring me a new newspaper. And y'all, then I got out where I pulled out the garden hose, and y'all, I hosed down the front porch of the villa, and I hosed down the grill cover and the Ford Escape and y'all I'm getting some of the pollen off of things. Y'all, the pollen is terrible. It's horrible. It's horrible, I tell you. Anyway, y'all, I pulled out some boneless pork ribs or some sort of boneless pork something. I don't know what it is, but anyway, I'm gonna fire up the grill as soon as I finish recording the little show. Y'all, I'm washing my underpants. Right, Big Fatty, you don't wear underpants. Well, I'm washing my clothes right now. And y'all, and you know, I'll have to give the hats a call and all, but y'all, that pretty much was the weekend. Yes, Big Freddy. Big Freddy, I just am beginning to love that music more and more. Not as much as you, but I'm just loving it more and more. Yes. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, now y'all, you know I am not on the face space, and y'all, I had gotten a message that Mark from the It's All About Meh, had to go to the hospital, and but y'all, evidently, he is home, because y'all, the All About Meh put out a little show, so I'm assuming that things are okay. But y'all, I heard also over the weekend that Taylor the Latte Boy had to go to the hospital also. Big Fatty, is everybody going to the hospital? Well, not Granny, y'all, and that Baron Frosty, yes, Big Fatty, y'all, he had some sort of gallstones or something, but anyway, y'all don't know what the status is of those two, but we send out good wishes to them. Y'all, on the Twitter over the weekend, I ran into my newly domesticated straight boyfriend, formerly international straight boyfriend, Nort, up there in the Michigan. Y'all, he got him a bread machine, and y'all, I'm going to tell you something. That the bread, he posted pictures of the bread, and it looked delicious. Y'all, and evidently he's got a recipe for cashew nut bread. Big Fatty! Oh, dear Gussie, Big Fatty, Dr. Stone will like that cashew nut bread. It's true, he will. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Monday. Now, y'all, if you live in the U.S. of A., I'm just going to remind you that your taxes, you have a few extra days this year, because... I don't know why all of a sudden April the 15th is not a tax day or something. But y'all, I think you have to the 18th this year. I don't know why, but anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from It's All About Meh. And Curtis, can you give us an update on Mark's condition in the hospital?
It was kind of funny. It was funny, actually.
Oh, well, what did he hurt his funny bone? Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.